Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. We're thrilled you're here today. Our hope, as always, is that these few minutes will be helpful and actionable and impactful. And if you find them that way, if you don't mind, would you consider sharing this with somebody? Our goal would be to help as many people as possible with a word of encouragement. The easiest way to do that is to send them to the website weekdaypodcast.com. Well, there's a phrase I've heard a lot over the years, and it's a phrase that maybe you've even used. The phrase is, the struggle is real, or in modern terms, hashtag, the struggle is real. Oftentimes, when I hear people using it, it's not life or death situations. It's just frustrations. It's, man, I slept through my alarm again. The struggle is real. Or we're at lunch together and I get something on my shirt. The struggle is real. Oftentimes, when I hear people use it, it's when they're describing themselves as their own worst enemy. Well, sometimes when we use the phrase, maybe it's more serious than that, but there is this aspect in all of our lives that the struggle actually is real. There is a real struggle. There's a lot of examples of this in Scripture, and one of the places we see this is in the life of Abraham. His story spans a huge chunk of the book of Genesis. We see him in Genesis 12, all the way to Genesis 25, and he lays the bedrock of our faith. Well, one of the scenes in Abraham's life happens in Genesis 12, verses 10 through 13. God has just called him. God has promised that he's going to bless him and he's going to make everything he touches work. But then there's the famine, and Abraham begins to wig out a little bit. And so what he does is he goes down to Egypt, and as he gets to Egypt, he realizes that there's a lot of fear underneath the surface. There's a struggle inside of him. And so he knows his wife is gorgeous, and he has this belief. Now, I don't know if it's founded in truth or not, but he has this belief that if the Egyptians see how beautiful his wife is, and they know that he's her husband, they'll want to get rid of him. And so what he says to Sarah is he asks her to lie for him. He says in verse 13, say that you are my sister. Now, if you know the context of this, the truth is she's kind of a half-sister. And so it's not really a total lie, but at the root of it, it is deception. And this is a struggle that Abraham has to face. Now, this is an example of a struggle, but there's multiple ones over his lifetime. If you look at the following chapters in the book of Genesis, you see him do a similar thing again, and you see him really struggle with sin and undetected weak areas in his life. And it's something that he tried to avoid, and it's something that he didn't want to face. Well, the truth is, in all of our lives, if you're a believer, there's going to be a struggle. And the Christian life is far beyond just trying harder and doing better. It's not self-improvement. It's the idea that on all of our lives, we have struggles, we have areas of weaknesses in our life, and there's going to come a moment that if we're really serious about our faith and we really want to grow in our faith, there's going to come a moment where God's going to allow those things to come to the surface. God's going to allow those areas of weakness, whether it's fear, whether it's uncertainty, whether it's doubt, whether it's some other thing, he's going to allow those things to come to the surface because he wants us to deal with them. One of the examples of this in my life is there are times in my life where I'm just really sensitive to the environment around me. For 20 plus years, I've had migraines off and on. And anytime I have a migraine, my sense of smell is heightened, loud noises annoy me, bright lights, they hurt. There's this awareness, an extra awareness of the things around me. In fact, whenever I have a migraine, often I'll be able to smell things that other people don't smell because there's just this heightened sensitivity. Well, that's sort of what the season of our life looks like when God says, look, there's a struggle that's real in your life, and that struggle is really sabotaging your life. And so instead of ignoring it, I want you to pay attention to it. And it's almost like God will cause you to hear things that ordinarily don't hear, smell things that maybe you don't ordinarily smell, see things that ordinarily are under the surface. He heightens our sensitivity so that we will face them. And so today, I want to ask you a question. Is there something that God is asking you to confront? Is there something in your life that you've been trying to ignore? You've tried to act like it's not a big deal, but the truth is, underneath the surface, bumping up against God's plan for your life, it's a real struggle. It's a struggle that is meant to be dealt with. But here's the good news. You don't have to deal with it on your own. In fact, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 tells us that God's power is made perfect in our weakness. And so I want to just give you this challenge today. Instead of following the instinct of trying to cover up the struggle, bring it to God, allow Him to uncover it, and instead of hiding it, allow it to come to the surface and ask God, God, would you give me your strength to deal with them? Man, here's what I know. We all have struggles. And the good news is, if you have a struggle, you're alive, you are normal. But let's not cover them up. Let's not ignore them. Let's ask God, God, would you come in and bring your power and help me with it? Have a great day. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. Drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com if we can help you in any way. God bless.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.